So let's review. At the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara said that for people in Bavel, we consider the meal to have begun when he unfastens his belt. At that point, he does not have to interrupt his meal to daven mincha. Now the Gemara here asks, why not? Is it so hard to fasten his belt? And if it is, why not just stand up and daven without fastening his belt? The Gemara answers, Mishum shenema, hichoin likras alekech Yisrael. The pasuk says you must prepare yourself properly before and during davening. This includes fastening your belt and to be presentably dressed. Therefore, we don't obligate him to interrupt his meal to do all that. Now, since we're on the subject of preparing for tefillah, the Gemara discusses how various Amorim would prepare for davening. Rava Bar Rav Huna Rami Puzd Maki Umatzli, Rava Bar Rav Huna would put on nice footwear before davening, quoting this pasuk of Hichan Lekras Lekech Yisrael. On the other hand, Rava Shadi Glime Upichu Yadi Umatzli. Rava would remove his cloak and clasp his hands together as though he was afraid. He would explain, Ka'avdi Kamei Mari. During davening, one must appear like a servant before his master. Rav Ashi comments that he observed Rav Kahana conducting himself both ways depending on the circumstances. When there was peace and the focus of his davening was to thank Hashem for all the good in the world, he would dress in fine clothing. When there was suffering in the world and the focus of his davening was to plead for mercy, he would conduct himself like Rava, remove his cloak, and clasp his hands. The Gemara then goes back to our Mishnah, which had listed activities one should not start before davening mincha, because he might forget to daven. One of those activities was judging a case. Now the Gemara now seeks to clarify, Me'emesai haschalas din. What do we consider to be the beginning of a court case? The Gemara answers that it depends. At the beginning of the day, before the first case, it's Mishis atvu hadayanim, when the judges put on their robes. Later in the day, when they're already wearing their robes, is from Mishayiftechu bali dinim. Subsequent cases are considered to have started when the people begin to present their arguments. At that point, they don't have to interrupt the case to daven mincha. The Gemara then tells a related story. Rav Chisda v'Rabbi Rav Huna havayasvi bedina kula yema. They had been judging cases all day and felt weak from not having eaten all day. Toni lahu Rav Chiya Barav medifti. Rav Chiya Barav taught them a braisa, which interprets the pasuk in Parshas Yisra, where it tells of Moshe Rabbeinu sitting in judgment min habayker ad ha'erev, from morning until night. Now, this cannot be taken literally, since he also had to take time to teach them Torah. Therefore, explains the braisa, when the pasuk says min habayker ad ha'erev, it's teaching that when a judge judges correctly, he's considered to be a partner with Hashem in creating the world, where the same words Erev and Baker also appear, as it says, this braisa was his way of telling them that they don't need to sit and judge all day long. Rather, as the Gemara continues, Ad Masa Yeshem Adin, Ad Zman Suda. The Dayan sit in judgment until the time of the meal. Now, when is that time? The Gemara quotes a braisa which lists different times for eating for various types of people. Shishis is Michael Tamei Dechacham. Torah scholars eat in the sixth hour, which is after 11 a.m. The Gemara next turns to the subject of bathhouses, which was mentioned on the previous daf. Amar Vada Bar Hava, Mispalam Tvilos Bebesa Merchetz. One may daven in a bathhouse. Now the Gemara asks from a braisa which says that one may not daven in a bathhouse, which contradicts Rav Ada Bar Hava. The answer is, Ekikam Rav Ada Bechadati. Rav Ada Bar Hava was referring to a new bathhouse, which has not yet been used. Only there may he one daven, but not in one that has already been used. However, regarding a basic kisei, a lavatory, it's questionable whether one may daven in a basic kisei that was only designated but not used, because shani basic kisei demois, a lavatory is more repulsive than a bathhouse. The Gemara continues to discuss some of the rules of being in a bathhouse. Ein sham shelah shalom. In a bathhouse, you are not allowed to greet another person using the word shalom, peace, because shalom is one of the names of Hashem. As the pasuk says, v'yikru lo Hashem shalom, he called him Hashem shalom. However, Amar Rav bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Shari lemeimer himenusa bebeis akisa. You're allowed to say himenusa or neman, faith, in the bathroom. The distinction is as follows. Neman is not used as a name of Hashem, but as an adjective to describe Hashem as faithful. However, shalom is used as a name of Hashem. Therefore, we can say neman, but we cannot say shalom in the bathroom. Now, since the Gemara brought one statement from Rav bar Machasi in the name of Rav Chama bar Gurya, who heard it from Rav, it now brings other statements told by them. If you give your friend a gift, you must inform him, and Rashi explains, so that he won't be embarrassed to accept it when you give it to him. Or in the case where you give it to him without his knowledge, you should notify him later in order to increase friendship. Tanya Namahochi. The Gemara brings a braisa which teaches the same idea. Before Hashem gave the mitzvah of Shabbos, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana toiva yeshli bebeis kenozei v'shabbos shmo. I have a precious gift in my treasure house, and its name is Shabbos. And I want to give it to the Jewish people. Please notify them. From this we learn, Hanoisin past litinik, tzarech ledia l'imoy. One who gives a piece of bread to a child must inform his mother. However, the Gemara asks that there is a pasuk which seems to contradict this. It says, Umoisha lo yoda ki koren oripanov bedabri itoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was unaware that his skin was glowing. Obviously, Hashem did not inform him of this gift. The Gemara answers, Loi kasha. In the case of Moshe, he would find out anyway that his face was glowing. There Hashem did not need to tell him. In the case of Shabbos, although the laws of Shabbos would become known, the rewards of Shabbos would not be known unless Hashem told him about it. The Daf finishes with two more teachings by Rav Bar Machasi in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who heard it from Rav. The first is, La'olam al yishan adam b'noy ben abon. One should never treat one son differently than the others. Because it was on account of the extra coat that Yaakov gave to Yosef that Yosef's brothers became jealous and sold him, eventually leading to all the Jews going down to Mitzrayim. The second teaching is that you should try to live in a town which was more recently settled. A younger city will have less sin and be less likely to be destroyed because cities are not destroyed until its people commit a certain amount of aveiros, as we find during Lot's escape from Sodom. He chose to go to the city of Tzoyar, which was established 1 year after Sodom, as the Gemara with Rashi here and in Chumash calculate that cheshbon.